Blackstone Audio presents Somebody, The Reckless Life and Remarkable Career of Marlon Brando by Stephen Canfer. Introduction. To the end of his life, Marlon Brando insisted that he had done nothing special. In his view, acting was a trade like plumbing or baking. The only difference was that he played characters instead of unclogging drains or kneading loaves of bread. This was not false modesty. He believed what he said. But what he believed was untrue. There was screen acting before Brando and after Brando, just as there was painting before Picasso and after Picasso, and writing before Hemingway and after Hemingway, and popular singing before Sinatra and after Sinatra, and even the casual observer can tell the difference. As film historian Molly Haskell pointed out, the film star's legend is written in one word, Brando, like Garbo, or Fido, an animal, a force of nature, an element, not a human being who must, as a member of society, distinguish himself from other members with a Christian name and an initial as well as a surname. There is only one Brando. The eminent screen stars of the 1930s and 40s, Frederick March, Paul Muni, John Barrymore, Humphrey Bogart, Laurence Olivier, Spencer Tracy, were careful to protect themselves, even as they convinced audiences that they were taking risks. But from his debut film, The Men, in 1950, Brando worked without a mask. The inner wounds were manifest, and the risks he took, doing anything, no matter how outlandish or unflattering, to make the character credible, had never been attempted by a Hollywood star. His predecessors drew a line between their private lives and their movie roles. No such boundary existed.